That's what they offer here. Itchy-eared preachers like the cussing pastor Mark Driscoll, who invites gravesuckers to his church. NAR, occult gravesuckers. Sean Foyt, right in my testing. John Lindell, who invites Bill Johnson from Bethel Church, a wicked occult church system that teaches many false ways. Javin and Tim, worldly evangelical types with pagan holidays, worldliness, lady pastors. Paul would rebuke you. Jesus would rebuke you. Every godly man in the New Testament scriptures would rebuke you. By the shed blood of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection, the Bible says, repent and seek the kingdom of God. When you repent, you come out of every worldly, sinful, false way and walk in spirit and truth. You don't live on in sin. There's no sacrifice for living on in willful sin. Hebrews 10:26. By the shed blood of this glorious Savior, you repent and it changes your heart, it changes your mind. So where you no longer live in sin, you're born again by the Spirit of God. You walk in holiness and obedience, seeking Christ, seeking His ways, seeking sound doctrine that saves you. 1 Timothy 4:16. Continue in sound doctrine by which you are saved and them that hear thee. Stronger Man Conference, the American church system is not in strong doctrine. They're in feminized false ways. Worldliness and carnality. By the shed blood of Jesus, this glorious Savior, you can repent and be born again. You can find new life to walk in holiness and obedience. The grace of God does not allow you to continue in sin, Romans 6. The grace of God gives you the ability to leave sin. Anyone who continues on in sin is trampling the blood of Jesus Christ and will not find eternal life. Jesus saves out of sin, not in sin. Not one Bible verse promotes sin anywhere. Not one Bible verse allows sin for salvation. By the shed blood of Jesus, you must repent, be born again by the Spirit of God. Holiness and obedience mark God's people, not worldliness and carnality. James 4:4, we preached it all morning. You're an enemy of God because you're fond of the things of the world. That's what friendship means. You're an enemy of God. Go read it. Adulterers and adulteresses. A wicked generation, Jesus says. Look for a sign. But they'll get no sign except for his resurrection, which calls you to leave your old life. Have you been resurrected with Jesus Christ to a new life? No. Most of you, if you're here, you've been falsely united to a corrupt church system that tickles your itchy ears, that feeds you false lukewarm milquetoast gospels, watered down, not teaching you holiness and obedience. And the Bible says through all of that, then you must endure in a saving faith. You're not saved today. You're not guaranteed salvation today. The seal of the Holy Spirit is an earnest. It's a down payment for a deal yet to come. That deal is not finished until you breathe your last breath or Christ returns. So we love to travel the country. We stand out in the streets. We go to secular events. We go to worldly events. We stand outside churches. They often call the police on peaceful people on public property. They did last year here. This year, the police haven't showed up, probably because the police say, well, you can't do anything. He's legal and peaceful. But they tried in their flesh. Their security guards tried to hold signs up to block mine. Big feminized men getting in front of me, blocking my free access to a public sidewalk. It looks terrible on the internet. Ineffectual men that can't bring the holy scriptures. Ineffectual men that cannot stand on sound doctrine. Ineffectual men that are feminized and allow lady pastors, uncovered heads, worldliness, lasciviousness. Women showing themselves off with makeup and jewelry. Men showing themselves off, muscle shirts and tattoos. Pride and vanity is an abomination to a holy God. Proverbs 6:17. Lest you repent and come out of this goat farm, you have no hope of eternal life to come, neighbors. It's godly and good to tell you the truth today. The wrath of God is coming for America. That is Sodom 2. America, not God bless America. All of you pastors and people in the pews that are patriotic. America's not a godly nation. America's a corrupt, wicked, paganized, feminized, sodomized nation that the wrath of God is coming for. America is like the Titanic. She's going down. So is the world. Your only hope is to repent and get yourself away from the culture. You can't leave the world, but you don't have to live like the culture. Test yourself to the holy word of God. We're here preaching the biblical gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's go. The death, burial, and resurrection. Have you been touched by the Spirit of God to repentance, to leave all your false ways, young people? Have you been transformed by the renewing of your mind? Do you desire holiness, righteousness, goodness, truth, mercy? Have you studied the scriptures to find out that which is good, pure, and true? Are you just following the culture, following some corrupt church system invented by the culture? That's going to shipwreck your faith and your young life. As young as you are, I love you enough to tell you, death is coming for you, as it is me. And lest you repent and serve Jesus Christ in spirit and truth, you have no hope of eternal life. These hireling pastors won't tell you that truth. Come out of the world. Come out of your pride and vanity. Come out of the culture. Come out of the churches. And seek Christ in spirit and truth is the call today. It's a true saying, and it's loving to tell you, Jesus did not die so you could live your own life. Jesus did not die so you could entertain yourself in this carnal churchianity with boxing and bull riding and carnality and feminization. Jesus died to call out a peculiar people, set apart and holy for his cause and his purpose. Jesus said, few in Matthew 7 will find eternal life. That word few means puny. A puny number of people are going to find eternal life. Unless you repent and turn from your sin and your worldliness and your churchianity ways and things like Stronger Men's Conference, you have no hope of eternal life to come. But fearful judgment and wrath that's coming. And we'll read some scriptures about that to prove to you that wrath is coming.